and thank you so much for being with us, and hope you've been able to pick up a few things you can use around your home. We have a little bit of time left, and just enough time to do something that, you know, a lot of times people talk about the KISS method. You know, you gotta keep it simple, stupid. Well, nobody is stupid around here, but we do keep it fairly simple with a lot of the solutions that my buddy Joe Truini comes up with. Occasionally steals a couple of them from me, but it still is something that we're able to share with you each and every week. And here's another simple solution for you.
Okay, Danny, here's one on how to polish bathroom and kitchen fixtures, you know, brass, chrome, nickel, faucets, that kind of thing. You can polish them and buff them to sparkling new condition using a fabric softener dryer sheet. We've shown simple solutions in the past using dryer sheets for various ways other than putting them in your dryer. And you can just use them. You don't have to wet them. Just buff them. Buff the faucets and the fixtures. And you can remove water spotting, fingerprints, smudges, soap scum, that kind of thing. And I've done this in the past, and it seems, I don't know, maybe it's me, but it does seem like it stays cleaner and shinier longer. It's like it resists. Uh-huh. I don't have any scientific evidence of this, but just it seems to me, anecdotal evidence, that it seems to last a little longer as far as not getting smudged or soap doesn't stick. So, and you just polish them. I mean, I don't need to do it depending on how often you use that bathroom. And if you have kids, of course, you may have to do it every other day. But I do it maybe once a month, and it works great. And they look, like I said, look brand new almost.
You know, I do that, but I use...
Yeah, Dennis.
I use used ones. You know, I don't think people understand
after that. After
it's come out of the dryer, I keep a little bag and I stuff those things. I use the thing to clean sinks and do lots of little cleaning things all the time. It's great.
Yeah.
They're pretty strong.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
But it's the anti-static properties that it has that I think has that residual cleaning effect. They talk about that on baseboards.
Exactly.
It is great to use for ceiling fan. Hey, look up at your ceiling fan right now. You see that those dust bunnies hanging off to the side there?
Yeah.
That'd be a great project to take care of that.
And also nice all coating of fur.
The electronics. You know, you have the electronics that dust seems to gravitate towards, and cleaning it with that.
Right.
All of those are great things to recycle
those vinyl mini blinds.
Yeah.
Blinds attract dust like magnets.
Absolutely.
But I think used ones still have enough of that quality that they will, the static, so
that's
you get dual use there.
Yeah, great way to go. Another great simple solution from my buddy Joe Truini. You can see more.
Thank you, Danny.
By going to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. You know, at the end of every show, I always think about things, positive things, but also sometimes things that just drive me crazy. And I don't know why in the world people would ever roll down the window of their car and throw something out on the streets. Who do you think cleans those things up? It really bugs me when you see it. I wish I was 6'8" and 300 pounds. I would be going up and knocking on some of these windows and throwing the trash back in there for them. But think about that a little bit. Next time you're about to thump that cigarette out on the ground, or you're about to throw that fast food bag out, it's real easy to put it in a proper trash receptacle and keep America looking clean like it needs to be. Just my little 2 cents there at the end of the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, and we certainly appreciate you being with us. You can go to todayshomeowner.com anytime and get more information on how to keep your house looking the best it can be. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. Hope we can see you next week here on Today's Homeowner Radio.